Medicaid provides health insurance coverage and access to vital services for millions of people and is a vital component of the country's healthcare system. As Matt Salo, founding director of the National Association of Medicaid Directors, prepares to leave his post, I've asked him to give a few insights about the program from his unique vantage. Matt, you have been NAMD's first executive director and have been credited with creating a vibrant and vital association for Medicaid leaders. Can you help listeners understand why an association for Medicaid leaders is so important, and what are the unique attributes or challenges that a Medicaid leader faces that requires this kind of support?
So that's a great question. And I really do believe that at the end of the day, the Medicaid program is not only the most important healthcare or even most important social program in this country, it is arguably the most complicated program in this country. And given the complexity of the mission, the importance of the mission, the key thing that an association, a strong association, can do for Medicaid leaders across the country is, first of all, bring them together. Give them a community, allow them to learn from one another. And second of all, is to bring them together to be able to have a voice in national conversations, whether we're dealing with our federal partners in Congress or the administration or across any of the various stakeholders that we engage with. It is so important for the voice of the Medicaid leader, the Medicaid director, and their senior teams to be able to be elevated so that they can have an impactful, meaningful voice in conversations that impact this country, that impact the program, and that impact the people we serve. And that's really what we've tried to do over the past decade or so, is to create an organization that first and foremost creates this fraternity slash sorority of Medicaid directors who have a shoulder to lean on and a peer-to-peer network where they can learn and avoid easily avoidable pitfalls and learn tips, tricks, and best practices from one another. And I think finally, we've really had the opportunity to lean into actual leadership development. How can we at the association level strengthen and support state Medicaid agency leaders, either with leadership 101 types of supports or applied Medicaid leadership to be able to take this program and to achieve what we know we can achieve with it?
As we look at the Medicaid program and the role it plays in the healthcare system and in providing access to vital services, what do you think has evolved the most during your tenure as director? Where has the program changed or grown, not from a size perspective, although we know it certainly has grown in size, but in sort of its impact on people's lives and on the healthcare delivery system writ large?
Yeah, so I think the answer to that question is complicated, and that the program has been undergoing steady, but also significant growth and changes throughout its almost 60-year history. I mean, the Medicaid program was created essentially as an afterthought to Medicare, but now it is a much larger and, I would argue, much more meaningful program. And I think the ways in which that has really come true over the past decade have been, first and foremost, most recently, through the pandemic, COVID-19, where we have seen Medicaid solidify what had already begun over the past decade or so as a significant first responder for this country. When this country faces a crisis, whether that be natural, such as a hurricane, or man-made, such as 9/11, or pandemic-related, Medicaid has stepped up to provide the insurance and assurance that millions of Americans can be sure that their physical, mental, behavioral, and yes, even fiscal health is going to be supported and strengthened through a time of crisis. And so I really think that Medicaid has stepped up and in many ways become more visible, in part because of its growth. Medicaid now pretty soon will be covering almost 1 in 4 Americans. But there's a greater appreciation and understanding of the vital role that Medicaid played. And I think for too long in this country, people have been able to sort of dismiss Medicaid as a low-income program or a poverty program, or not fully appreciate it because they think it benefits someone else. But what we've really learned over the past decade plus is that Medicaid is all around. Medicaid is us. Medicaid is the backbone of this country. And the greater appreciation of that we see from citizens, from policymakers at the state and federal and local level, the more important and the more vital those conversations are to ensuring the lifelong stability and support for the Medicaid program.
Is there a through line for Medicaid? There are certainly times when the Medicaid program responds to disasters or to public health emergencies or other things. But there is also the sort of foundational component. When you think about the value of the Medicaid program and what Medicaid leaders, the members of the association, sort of show up every day to deliver, what do you think are those foundational components of the program that really are critical to the stability of the healthcare infrastructure in the state, in the nation? And sort of what is that through line? What does that stable Medicaid look like from your point of view and from your experience?
So I think the stable Medicaid, the through line of Medicaid, and what it has been for a very, very long time is a true safety net. I think about, you know, in many ways, and maybe it's an imperfect analogy, but I think about the Statue of Liberty standing there in the harbor with the message of give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to be free. And in many ways, to me, that's kind of the bedrock of what Medicaid is and what it promises. That Medicaid is going to be a program that will serve the poorest, the frailest, the most medically complex, the oldest and the youngest American, those who in many cases have nowhere else to turn, or increasingly over time, Medicaid has evolved to serve people and populations and provide services that other parts of the healthcare system just don't want to deal with. And I think about things like, what do we think about when we think about Medicaid today? Medicaid is the largest provider of behavioral health services in the country. Medicaid is the nation's long-term services and supports system. Medicaid provides more than 40% of all birth coverage in this country. It did not start out that way in any shape or form back in 1965. It has evolved because many of these services, many of these key functionalities, Medicaid embraces and other payers have walked away. So Medicaid is going to continue to be a really important through line for those who the quote unquote normal healthcare system either can't handle or doesn't know how to do a very good job with. And I think when it comes down to what gets Medicaid directors up out of bed every morning, it's the ability to stand up to the challenge and the opportunity to ensure that the poorest, the frailest, and the most medically complex American citizens have got the best possible healthcare that we can possibly deliver.
And as you look ahead to the future, certainly our healthcare system has experienced great disruption and growth from a variety of inputs, if you will. What do you see in the future for the type of leader that Medicaid programs are going to need at the federal and at the state level, and where those leaders will be focused and sort of what they will be focused on as you look ahead into the future?
So I think the future is going to have a number of very, very important questions, one of which will be, and I think we're kind of at an inflection point now where, you know, Medicaid is playing such an outsized role in so many areas of the U.S. healthcare system. One of those key questions will be, can it continue to grow? can it continue to take on more and more of the challenge of the complexity and the expense of the healthcare system for more and more Americans? That is a question that I think is very much not yet resolved. And will it continue to try to provide the types of cutting-edge, groundbreaking services that Medicaid has really leaned into of late? We've talked a lot in recent years about the social drivers of health, of things like housing and food security, trying to prevent trauma and adverse childhood events. These are the types of things that Medicaid is embracing as a way of saying, here are things that are going to have meaningful impacts in people's lives, but have never really been part of a traditional health insurance or medical insurance model. And Medicaid is going to have to think very, very carefully about how far down that road can it continue to go. Similarly, Medicaid will have to think about how much of the nation's long-term services and supports burden can it continue to carry. Most people, if you stop them on the street and say, hey, if your grandma's in a nursing home, who's paying for it? Most will probably say Medicare, and most of them are wrong. It is Medicaid, but Medicaid taking on the burden of being the nation's long-term care system has a lot of downsides as well, especially because Medicaid is still at its core a low-income means-tested program, which means for many people that by the time Medicaid beneficiaries or American citizens are receiving robust long-term services and supports, they either will have had to impoverish themselves first to get those, or they will have to impoverish themselves kind of and giving up their estates through estate recovery afterwards. And that is something that is very, very difficult. It's a very difficult square or circle to square in terms of trying to figure out, is this something that we as a society want from this program? And then I think the last thing that I would say is, and especially at the federal level, it's the question of, do we want Medicaid to continue to operate the way it has ever since 1965, which is a program that has a federal framework, but is very much driven by decisions that are socially, culturally, and financially relevant at the state and local level. That does lead to differences across states in the program. Many people, myself included, would say that's a strength of the program. That is a feature, not a bug. But that is a question that is going to come into calling, I think, pretty frequently as people look across the states and say, oh, well, this state does X and that state doesn't. Is that fair? Should we change that? That to me is going to be one of those future conversations that the program is going to have to grapple.
Matt, as you prepare to leave your post as the founding executive director, what do you wish that people knew more about in terms of the leaders that lead these Medicaid programs in the states and territories? You obviously know the group of leaders very well. They are your members, they are your colleagues, they are your friends, but they are often, you know, a bureaucrat in a state agency somewhere. But as you said, someone who takes very seriously the responsibility of delivering this program with high integrity and with high impact. But since you know the group of leaders as well as you do, what do you wish others, our listeners and others in the public, knew about the leaders that you know that run these programs?
I think I would say a couple of things. One of which is, you know, I've not only had the privilege of a lifetime of being able to run this organization for 11 years or so, but I have spent my entire career, more than 25 years, working in some form or fashion with state health Medicaid officials, either through Medicaid or at the National Governors Association. And the one thing that has absolutely kept me, you know, glued to my seat the entire time has been just the awe in which I have always been around these leaders and the way that they so seamlessly combine passion and compassion along with pragmatism and practicality. because the Medicaid program is, I think, the perfect example of a program where you don't just get to decide, you don't get to wave a magic wand and say, I'm fixing the healthcare system and it's going to be perfect tomorrow. You deal with the reality of how the world exists. You deal with the politics as they exist, with the healthcare system as it exists. And so the Medicaid directors that I have known for decades have all had that incredible commitment to running this program and to improving this program, to taking a healthcare system in this country that doesn't necessarily always know how to deal with medically complex individuals, derive improved value and greater outcomes out of it. That kind of leadership has always struck me. And I think that is one takeaway I would want people to have. The other is that Medicaid also is, you know, it's similar to that first part of the question. It is a series of trade-offs. Every decision you make, there's going to be somebody saying, oh, I wouldn't have done that, or shouldn't you go further, or wouldn't you think about the repercussions if you do that? There are no easy decisions in Medicaid. You have to very delicately balance politics and the healthcare system and the finances and realities of balanced budgets. And many, many stakeholders, all of whom have very legitimate needs and very legitimate claims for more resources, for more investment. But every day is going to bring a decision that is a difficult decision. And so I would want people to walk away by saying, I understand the nature of this job a little better. I appreciate the hard work that Medicaid directors are putting in a very imperfect world to try to create a better healthcare system for the people we serve.
Matt, thank you for your time on our podcast today. And I want to thank you also as a former member of the association and of your board, as well as a consultant who's been supporting the association, to express my gratitude for all the work you have done to bring NAMD to life and to share your points of view with us as you prepare for your next adventure. So thank you very much. And we look forward to seeing you in the next phase of your career.
Thank you so much, Gretchen. It will definitely be Medicaid adjacent. I can't leave this all behind, but I do know that if anything, the team at NAMD is so strong, is so committed, and is so bought into the principle and the philosophy of member service and of trying to ensure that Medicaid directors of today and tomorrow are best equipped to lead this program into the future. I have nothing but gratitude and excitement about the next phase of NAMD.
Terrific. Thank you so much.